we wanted to talk about a bunch of stuff here. So, Dan, as you know, I pretty much wear a baseball hat every day.
Yes.
It's very rare that I don't have one on. And I'm lucky enough to have a job where there is no requirement for me not to have a baseball hat on or anything like that. It's just easier for me to get out of the shower, put the hat on, and that's it.
Right.
My hair is getting a little long, too. So I don't know. I'm just going to let it, because you know how I work, Dan. I'm cheap and I'm lazy, and so I try to get one haircut a year.
Right.
That's it. I haven't gotten my haircut yet. It's longer than it's been in a long time. So I'm just going to see how that goes for a while. But anyway, I always wear a hat anyway. So the question is, now you found this. This was an article that Paul Sullivan wrote in The Trib, right?
Right.
And he's a baseball writer, and he wears baseball caps.
Yes, he does.
So the idea is it time for adults to ditch the baseball cap? The great debate begins. Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm on the side of one should wear a baseball cap if one wants to. But that also brings up, like, is it a faux pas? Is that a fashion faux pas, wearing a baseball cap? But I do have a bunch of fashion faux pas here. What are some that pop out for you guys? Like, okay, I've got one which has a bunch of, like, faux pas on it. My favorite one, socks and sandals. That's my favorite faux pas, is socks with sandals. It says, contrary to popular belief, socks and sandals are not even remotely attractive. There is no way that you're too busy to put on shoes if you have the time to struggle getting your socked foot into those thong sandals. I agree with that, but it cracks me up every time.
It is a funny thing to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah. There's a dude out mowing his lawn with his socks and his sandals. So, anyway,
now the one I will give credit, not because I'm worried that they would beat me up, because they surely could, but for some reason, when football players do it, it seems okay to me. Like, a lot of times when, you know, people are covering Halas Hall, you know, sports reporters are covering Halas Hall and they're shooting B-roll
of
the players going to lunch or walking off the practice field or whatever, you know, it's a lot of sandals and
and socks.
And, like, for some reason, I'm like, I could see that. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're coming out of cleats and, you know, your foot's probably, you know, swollen after running for an hour and a half and things like that. But, you know, you don't want to, you know, for some reason, I'm okay with that. But,
okay.
You know, if it's like you said, Johnny, I'm mowing my lawn and I'm going to put on socks and sandals. That's a bridge too far.
Yeah, the exemption is NFL players.
Yes. And so, probably most baseball players. But NFL players are the ones I've seen it do the most.
Yeah. So socks and sandals, that's a no-brainer.
And I also think the type of sandal matters, because, like, socks and flip-flops, no. But, like, the sandals that are over the foot itself,
right, without the, okay, where you don't have to stick the thing between your two toes.
Correct.
Right. I'm not a sandal or a flip-flop wearer, because the less people that see my feet, the better off they are. So I don't. That's not a thing for me at all. And I personally think that, like, the you know, the cheap flip-flops that you get when they're stapled together or whatever, right, you know, those should be outlawed. And only, like, you maybe at a pool, maybe. But if you're walking around, like, you know, this is obvious, but I'm going back to a Dave Matthews show that I went to.
Shocking.
And it was an outdoor show. It was the middle of the summer. And there were so many people just walking around with those cheap plastic flip-flops. And it's really, one, I think it's unattractive. Two, you know, why? I don't know. But, like, that's a very popular footwear when you go see Dave.
Oh, absolutely.
You ever see the footage of the drunk guy trying to put a flip-flop back on?
No, but that's
okay.
This was at a
music festival somewhere, and the guy was hammered. And maybe it was a Dave show. I don't know. All I know was that it was an outdoor concert, and the guy did have the sort of Dave uniform, or you know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Just short of puka shells, you know, baseball cap backwards, you know, that kind of thing. And he was really, I mean, he was out of his mind drunk. And it was just these people with their phone, their camera, filming this guy for 5 minutes trying to put his flip-flop back on. Like, for five, it's just him, like, and, you know, both of his flip-flops, okay? So, like, you know, he can't focus, he can't put his foot in there, and then he gets one on, then he's trying to get the other one, then the first one falls off again, so he's got to put that one back, and so it goes on for 5 minutes. When he finally gets both of them on successfully, an audience has now, they began cheering, like, everybody's cheering, and he took a bow and staggered away. But it's just like, that's the kind of thing, you know, that's what I associate flip-flop wearing
with. That is very appropriate.
That's kind of, yeah. I mean, that's like the cliched, you're drunk, don't be wearing flip-flops. And then you can, they those things break so easily, sure, too, those flip-flops.
Well, they cost a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah. That's why, just, you know, like, maybe if you're going out to get the mail, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Going down to change the laundry.
Yep,
fine. Maybe the swimming pool. Okay. Yeah.
You're a college student. You're walking from your dorm room to the shower.
Yes.
Because you have to wear shoes in the shower.
That's right.
That's bad.
Fine.
If you don't.
Any other social activity? No. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
And especially with socks.
I can't wear flip-flops. Like, where it goes between your toes, it bothers me so much.
Me too.
That is the worst feeling in the world. That's,
isn't it?
Yes. And I don't know how, because I wear sandals, but they have a strap, mm-hmm, and you can put your foot in there.
Right.
But the flip-flop, I never understood it. Tactile defensiveness, they call it, when, like, clothes and scratchy and tags and things. That whatever that thing is, that you, how do people leave that? Do you have to scrunch in your toes, right, to hold on?
Or you just, like, it's supposed to be a snuggly, it's supposed to fit pretty snugly. And then, of course, you got the flip-flop sound when you're in addition to it being uncomfortable and weird, and, you know, not, you know, you got the flip-flop sound, you know, of the flip-flop smacking on the bottom of your foot as you walk. So it's just an annoying piece of clothing. It's an annoying footwear. So, Joanne, we were talking about fashion faux pas. We were talking about sandals and socks.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know.
All right. Well, what are some that stick out for you, like fashion faux pas? That, because, like, what started here is there's an article here written from a person that says adult men should not wear baseball caps, which, you know, I wear one all the time.
That's never gonna win, that idea.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Men like baseball caps of all kinds. So, no, that's just never gonna take over.
Yeah.
So they can put that in the article. It doesn't mean...
Right. No, well, this is a first-person article. Okay. I want to get that in a second. But we're also going to talk about fashion faux pas. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Anyway, here's what this says. The headline on the Wall Street Journal article a few weeks ago seemed to be targeted specifically at me. And this is Paul Sullivan from the Tribune. He's a baseball writer as well. And the headline says, "Can you wear a baseball cap without looking immature?"
Oh.
And it was a question I'd never really pondered, though admittedly I'm not aware of the latest fashion trends, having looked to late Tribune sports writer Bill Jouse as my style maven early in my career, and it seemed like a good idea at the time. But with baseball on my mind, the All-Star break nearing, and a round number birthday on the horizon, I felt finally it was time to ponder making a life decision. Time to ditch the baseball caps? First, a little research. The Wall Street Journal article was split into two parts, one in favor of baseball cap-wearing adults and one against. The pro side explained that baseball caps are legitimately fashionable now, and some of the good designers sell pricey versions of it. That's uplifting to hear, not that I own any of their handbags or anything else that they sell. It's also mentioned style icons like Jake Gyllenhaal and Pharrell Williams have made ball caps indispensable elements of their wardrobes, which was funny because I've been doing likewise since well before those icons were stylish or iconic. Same here, buddy. But just when I started feeling good about unwittingly making that decision in my early 20s to start wearing baseball caps to the Jewel or the gas station, the kicker in the pro argument hit me like a punch to the gut. According to a famous owner of an Atlanta-based menswear store, the ball cap has to be spick and span to wear in public. I have friends who wear them like they wore out jeans, but a dirty ball cap is not attractive. That's unfortunate. I inherited my favorite cap, one with an old school Phoenix Sun logo on it, from the late great Tribune columnist Terry Armour, a connoisseur of ball caps who amassed a huge collection. My friend Linnell Amore, Terry's wife, also gave me his Moo and Oink ball cap and his Heckle and Jekyll ball cap. Both of them have a lot of meaning, and the old Suns cap is the one that I've worn the most, since Terry and I were mutual admirers of the former Suns point guard Steve Nash. Fortunately, the Suns cap has gone through some tough times because of all my travels over the 11 years since Terry's passing. God, it's been 11 years? Wow. It's now got sweat stains inside the brim. It's frayed a bit while the color has faded from black to gray. It's definitely not for formal occasions, though for Terry's sake, I took it to Cooperstown for Frank Thomas's Hall of Fame induction ceremony, who would have been there that day. So, no, it's not very attractive and probably would not pass the Jake Gyllenhaal test. But it still does the job, which basically is to sit on your head and keep it warm or block it from the sun. It wasn't until I got the no part of the article arguing against wearing ball caps as an adult that I learned the only time a place that a ball cap is accessible is at a ballpark or a grassy knoll where people play ultimate frisbee. Another menswear owner suggested wearing a Panama hat. No.
What's a Panama hat?
It's the floppy, like a Panama hat is like a big, it's got a big brim.
Okay.
And it pretty much covers your entire face.
Okay.
That's a big Panama hat.
What's the Kango hat? That's sort of like almost
that's,
like a chauffeur.
That's what, no. The Kango hat is what Samuel Jackson wears all the time.
But he wears it backwards, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Let's see. The Panama, another suggests wear a Panama hat or a fedora with a gross grain ribbon, whatever that is. Barbershop owner proclaimed ball caps are a substitute for laziness. Yes, sir. Finally, I agree upon something. It's not a substitute. It is laziness. And I'm speaking, pointing out men who don't brush their hair are hiding their baldness or hiding their baldness. I'm not hiding my baldness. I have hair.
Okay.
That may be valid for some, though it's an insult to the follically impaired majority whose main desire is comfort in avoiding sunburn on their scalps. The final argument the journal writer made, well, this is not cool to wear a ball cap unless you're at a sporting event. Brad Pitt has rarely worn one since his youth, the writer points out, and is minus his role in Moneyball. Of course, he failed to point out Moneyball is the only watchable movie Pitt has made in decades. Hey, I don't know about that. But no matter, after reading both sides of the argument and comparing the IMDb pages of Gyllenhaal and Pitt, it's time to make a life-altering decision. I looked over my old rack of ball caps filled with caps from sports, local bars, 2008 U.S. Open, and I wondered if I could live a normal, healthy life without them. And that was the decision I take lightly, so I say to myself, what would Jawsy do? And the answer is easy. Blank Brad Pitt. Keep your ball caps and wear them proudly. So the ball caps stay, immature looking or not, because being a style icon is overrated anyway.
I agree, but we could make a change. We could switch everything over to the bowler hat, like in Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But start giving those out to guys who wear baseball caps.
See, headwear for me is just baseball caps. And, well, you know, stocking caps in the winter. But baseball caps is the only thing I wear. I can't rock a fedora. Dan, you used to rock the fedora.
And rock it did I ever.
Yeah, remind everybody about the time you were Fedora Man.
So there was I was a young man who loved the show Quantum Leap.
That's right.
And one time Dr. Sam Beckett leapt into a private detective and rocked a fedora all episode long, so I demanded a fedora and I would not let it go. So my dad took me to Hats Plus. Rested soul,
which is closed now.
And I got my fedora.
You got your fedora.
And then my dad somehow was surprised and not surprised when I demanded to wear it to functions like our annual pool party, even though there was no reason for me to be wearing a hat to a pool party. And I did. And the party, you know, like the pool, it was at the Leaning Tower YMCA. So, you know, here I am in the locker room rocking a fedora. And all my dad's friends are like,
what's wrong with your son?
What's going on here?
What's going on?
Smooth criminal Michael Jackson fedora?
It was the same type except black on black.
Okay.
Was it the same? Did you want the same exact one that Bakula had?
I was just. just so happy to get it. I did not care.
There you go.
So,
that's cool. All right. How long did you rock that fedora, Dan?
I probably only wore it a couple more months, but I saved it for a very long
time. You still had it for a long time. All right. That was Dan's fedora phase. All right, we're going to take a break. What about you guys? What faux pas, fashion faux pas, do you have? Do you think wearing a baseball cap is immature? And have you ever rocked a Panama hat or a fedora? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got more coming up after this. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. How's it going? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in Studio A here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. My dad's going to call in a little bit later on because it's Monday morning and he tells a joke every Monday and he'll tell another one coming up a little bit later on. Yeah, we are talking about fashion faux pas specifically here. The article that I have is 11 fashion faux pas that men make and women hate. One of them being socks and sandals. So we'll get to some of that a little bit later on. We're also going to talk about weird traditions in every state in the country. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So, Dan, so that was the only time you... Because I don't see you... You don't wear baseball caps very often. You don't wear very much in terms of headgear, right? No. Maybe if you go to a Cub game or something?
Yeah, you know, even then, just basically when I'm... If you ever see me one, it means I'm pretty tired. Just, like, that's usually, like... I do end up wearing one because I flip on the weekends. And so I only get 2 or 3 hours of sleep on Friday during the day, and usually Friday evening if I'm going somewhere. And especially if I have to talk to somebody, I'll wear a hat just because, like, it helps me focus. And, like when I'm zonky or out of it for some reason, wearing a nice tight baseball cap kind of, like, makes me feel better and makes me more cognitive, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, I wear them all the time. Right. And most of them are sports hats. I mean, right now I'm wearing a Blackhawks hat.
Right.
You know, it kind of alternates between the Cubs and the Hawks usually. But I have other hats too. I have a Suspiria hat, which I will be wearing. I will wear that on the flashback weekend.
Makes sense.
And that's usually the last day because I'm the most tired. That's what you're talking about right there. Because that weekend, you know, I'm busy that whole weekend. Right. Like, I'm on my feet the whole time. I'm hosting Q&As. I'm running around, helping people out, running back and forth, doing whatever I need to do. This year, it's going to be extremely exhausting because I'm going to be hanging out with Dana DiLorenzo. So that's going to wipe me out by Saturday afternoon. But yeah, so I will wear that Suspiria hat. I've got, I have a Land of the Dead baseball. Some of the movie hats I have. I used to have a lot more. I used to have a huge, huge collection of hats. Now, my favorite baseball cap is my Cubs cap that says Seventh Inning Stretch Singer on the side. Because when you sing the Seventh Inning Stretch at Wrigley, you get a box of baseballs that you autograph. You get a jersey with your name on it. And you get an exclusive baseball hat, a Cubs hat, that only Seventh Inning Stretch people who have sung the Seventh Inning Stretch get.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. When I wear it, it's right on the side. It says you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It says Seventh Inning Stretch Singer. And I was at one of my film club screenings like last month. Oh, we got to go to news. Sorry, I'll tell the story after the news. I just looked at the clock and went, oh, all right. But anyway, I was at a film club screening and somebody said, hey, look at that. Did you really sing the Seventh Inning Stretch? I'm like, yeah, the mic didn't work, but we did sing it. Oh, boy. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll go. What fashion faux pas do guys have that you think are terrible and that you shouldn't wear? All right, we'll take a break and talk more right after the news, which is coming up in 7 seconds. How are you, everybody? Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, it's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. My main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk or text. We are talking about fashion faux pas that men make that women hate. We'll get to some of those more specifics. We've been talking about fedoras and sandals and flip-flops and socks. And a bunch of texts have come in, so let me get to some of those. 815 area code said, by the way, you can send your texts or call us right now with your comments at 312-981-7200. 815 says, the sandals that go over your foot are called slides. However, flip-flops, slides, and sandals are all different items of footwear. So slides are the kind of the kind of, Joanne, that you wear, those are slides?
Yeah, but I don't wear like plastic shoes. I mean, mine are more like athletic.
Yeah.
Or dressy.
Or like Birkenstock. My mom wears Birkenstock because they're good for your feet.
Yeah.
Those are, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not usually buying the, like, dollar store ones.
The ones that are stapled together.
But I do know what that means. It would just go over the toes, but it still leaves that. But I've got size 10 feet. I have Ronald McDonald feet. So I've always, my entire life, I have to have a strap. If I don't have a strap on the shoes, I can't really wear them. I just, because they're just so big.
Okay. Boy, those are some big, you got some big feet.
I do.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
Chris from Midway says, but what if you have a nasty toe or a corn, but you like sandals?
Don't wear them. Or fix the thing that's wrong. Like,
here's the footwear that I wear all the time. As I'm wearing now, I always wear Chucks. I wear Chuck Taylor Converse All Stars. High top, always have. That's always been the footwear. I mean, I have one pair of dress shoes. And I have a pair of Doc Martens for the winter and stuff. But even in the winter, I'll try and wear. And let me explain something to someone who's got like maybe some foot issues, corn, maybe a bunion. The wearing the Chucks it's like wearing slippers. Like it's like wearing slippers. So if you have like some uncomfortable stuff happening with your feet, they're not good for your feet. Converse All Stars are definitely not. They're not going to help the problems with your feet, but you certainly will be comfortable wearing them. So that's my suggestion to Chris from Midway. 708 area code says, I wear a baseball cap semi-regularly. I'm 37 years old. Through my 20s, I wore one daily. My dad is 68, and he too wears baseball caps semi-regularly, though his hair is thinning a bit. All right.
Yep.
It worked at Luke Steiner.
It certainly did.
So I don't think it's a thing. I think it used to be a thing.
to what?
I don't know, the baseball cap.
And now, Luke always wore his, he always wore his backwards.
But we know why he was wearing his.
Yeah.
Because he had thinning hair.
That's right. Good old Luke.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking, what were we talking about with Gilmore Girls, Dan? Didn't Gilmore Girls come up last week?
Worst series finales
we were talking about, which I disagree with. I didn't think that. I thought the last season of Gilmore Girls was bad. Not the Netflix reboot from last year, which I thought was great. But the last season, the very final season of... Because Amy Sherman-Palladino left.
Right, so it was the people working at the network who were writing it.
Yeah, because if you don't have Amy Sherman-Palladino there, or even Daniel Palladino, her husband, you're going to lose the voice of the show, and that's exactly what happened.
Yes, and I also noticed about that season, because I am a huge Gilmore Girls, watched everything backwards, forwards, a million times. That last season, they didn't use even the same music, the cut-ins, They cheaped out on it.
Yeah.
It was a bad season.
It was bad, and noticeably bad. You're right, noticeably bad.
Yeah.
When they decided to do the reboot on Netflix,
and I knew that
Amy Sherman-Palladino was coming back to do it.
It was the most beautiful thing.
Six hours on that Friday morning after Thanksgiving. That's what I spent on my couch.
Promise me that if she does do the second version on Netflix, can I please watch it with you wherever you are, just call me up.
Yeah.
We'll sit there. Netflix midnight. As soon as they posted,
it was 2 a.m.
Okay,
it was 2 a.m. because it was L.A. time. It was midnight L.A. time, so it was 2 a.m. And I sat on my couch till 8 in the morning.
Yep.
And I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole damn thing.
Yep.
And then I went back and watched it again.
Mm-hmm. I still watch it from time to time on my phone.
Great.
Yeah.
847 area code says, I have two pairs of Vionic orthopedic flip-flops. They're $60 each and worth it. Peter Indicator says, regarding baseball caps on adults, what about all the non-player guys in the dugout? What does that mean? Dan?
I think he's referring to, like, the trainers and, you know, the guys. And then obviously there's the old debate about whether managers should be wearing full baseball uniforms or not.
Yeah, I love that story. I love the fact that that baseball is the only team sport where the manager wears the same uniform as the players.
Right.
He doesn't play. Every other sport, you know, it's something else, a pullover or a suit, mm-hmm. or something to that regard. Could you imagine Joel Quenneville all padded up?
Yes.
Like
the eye black.
the big jersey with the pads, helmet. You know what I mean?
Reason they don't do that was Quenneville would go out there, you know?
Yeah.
The last line's struggling. He's like, I've got enough of this crap. Give me a stick. Get out of the way.
Could you have like football coaches on the side, full pads, helmet? That would be fantastic.
There was a coach recently. I forget who it was, though. He did petition the NFL to go back to the old days and actually wear a suit with a tie and a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no because... You know, he would, you know, for whatever reason, they were, you know, had said that, you know, the coaches wear a pullover, you know,
right,
licensed
right.
gear, this and that, right. and things like that. But he did petition saying, that's pretty cool. I'd like to wear that.
That's pretty cool. Come on, basketball coaches with shorts on. That would be fantastic. Oh, that would be awesome. All right.
Some of those coaches I do not want to see in shorts.
A lot of them I wouldn't want to see in shorts either. 414 area code says, Nick, we should wear whatever we want if it makes us happy. Okay, that sounds.
I finally thought of one because I'm like I'm pretty easygoing overall, so it's like nothing really, but ties. Like I don't know what's in style, when it's in style, width, length, anything. But and I kind of do like the the 80s skinny tie kind of thing.
Yeah,
but a really thick tie. like grandpa used to wear. I don't like those unless it has something funny on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure, sure.
Unless it has like Rick and Morty or Bart Simpson or something. Then it's funny and I get the humor. But really,
but a big wide tie, like that's not going to work.
Yeah, because I was looking at this thing called the tie bar and they have all the sizes. And the biggest would be 3¼-inch size tie.
Oh, God.
So.
That's huge.
Yes.
Wow.
And I don't like that. Yeah. But other,
right.
like, but I what's even in style anymore?
Oh, I don't know. You're asking the wrong
is
guy.
Up in the air, right?
I'm t-shirt, shorts, and baseball hat guy. You're asking the wrong guy. What's in style?
I don't know either.
I don't know. All I know is that this is a fun fact, which I'm assuming Dan, you probably know. Did you know that a tie is the only piece of clothing that serves absolutely no purpose? There's a purpose.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a purpose to every other piece of clothing, besides just being on your body and
right.
There's like a purpose for it, and the tie is the only one. Like, what does it do?
Completely decorative. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, 7765 area code says a fashion pet peeve of mine is white socks with dark shoes of any sort. They make lovely dark socks for all occasions. Yeah. See, I know not to do that. You know, whenever I wear, the dress shoes that I have, there will be no white socks involved. Dan, you remember the last time I wore my
uncomfortable dress shoes?
Yeah.
I believe it was your Walk of Fame induction.
That's right. When I was inducted into the Walk of Fame, that's the last time I wore them, and my feet were killing me that whole day. They were killing me. But I wore black socks. I did not wear white socks. I did not... did not pull that faux pas, but I, and no hat either. I didn't have a hat on that day either. I did not have a tie on, though. That's where I drew the line. I was like, I don't want to put a tie on.
Yeah, you're fine without a tie in that environment.
Yeah. And it was windy that day. I could have been strangled. How about this? 952 area code says, clogs need to go away. People scuff along in them.
I thought they did.
No, I don't know. People are wearing clogs, aren't they? Unless it's 1976
That's
again.
That's what I was...
Either people can't judge the length of their legs or it's loose-fitting shoes.
Crocs. Are they thinking of Crocs?
You know what? Now that I hear it out loud, they
it
might
probably
be
is.
Crocs.
They might mean Crocs.
Yeah, probably is Crocs. Because clogs are wooden, right? aren't they? You warm in like that. No, that was a 70s thing.
Absolutely.
That was like a 1970s thing.
It's very like Pinocchio-ish. Like,
and just like it was a bad, one of the many, many bad decisions fashion-wise in the 70s. Although I will say this. As bad as some of the fashion choices in the 70s were, the 80s were worse. The 80s were worse.
They were fantastic. I will fight with you.
Well, I mean, they were fantastic in terms of like, you know, like what people wore that was acceptable. Like, because clothing and especially hair, I had every terrible hair decision in the 80s that you could possibly had. I had the spiked up hair. I had the rat tail. I had the mullet. All of the bad hair decisions that you could have made in the 80s, I made. And I'll tell you what, though, man, you know, everybody's like, oh, man, you had a mullet. I'm like, yeah, I had a mullet. Go back to U2 1985. Go watch Live Aid. Go watch U2 on Live Aid. They were the biggest band in the world. Bono was the coolest dude in the world. And he had the biggest mullet in the history of mullets. So if Bono had a mullet in 85, you were like, I got to be cool. I want to be like Bono. I'm getting a mullet. And I did. And I looked like a moron. So no more clogs, everybody.
I guess they're a thing. I'm looking them up. They're still a thing.
They're still a thing.
All right.
Okay. Remember Earth shoes?
No.
Our engineer, Aubrey, just poked his head in my booth and said, Earth shoes.
Oh, is that what it is? Are you kidding?
He just went and he just walked out.
So Aubrey just came in and said, Earth shoes, and walked away. that's a total 70s thing, man. Earth shoes. That's so funny that Aubrey came in and said that, because I can't hear anybody. I saw Aubrey walk by. I just didn't know that he came in, just said Earth shoes, and left. Great minds think alike. Oh, man. They were comfortable. All right.
Oh, these are kind of cool. I just found them online.
Oh, you don't remember Earth shoes?
I don't.
Oh,
there's a few for sale on Etsy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh. Let's see.
What are they going for?
Oh, this is Pinterest. Wait, let me look on Etsy.
Because, you know, I'm in I'm in the market for some new Earth shoes.
Around $70.
$70?
Yeah. I mean, they're vintage. They're authentic.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
They weren't that much even when they were new, but...
Yeah. No, they weren't that much. No. I can guarantee you that Earth shoes were not $70 a pair back in the day. All right. We have to break here. We want more fashion faux pas. What fashions do you regret? And I maintain the 80s are worse than the 70s in terms of what people were wearing. But we'll find out from you guys. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. We're talking about bad fashion decisions that we've all had. And bad fashion faux pas that men make that women hate, and much more than that. So there you go. We've got a bunch of texts coming in. If you want to call in or join in with us via text, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Alan in North Carolina says, musician Leon Redbone has possibly the world's best head for a Panama hat. All right. Robert says, I'm 6'3", 250 pounds, and bench press over 350. I'm guessing the fashion police will say I shouldn't wear my bunny slippers when I'm doing it. Bunny slippers? Patrick says, wore a camouflage jacket throughout high school, and then when my hair started thinning, a baseball hat. One day my father-in-law told me to just be who I am, and I rarely wore one since. 920, here's a faux pas. Brown pants, black shoes. Yeah, that's a faux pas. Danny says, I have to wear floppy hats or a fedora when I go out because I had skin cancer on my head. I just bought a Cubs floppy hat at a resale store for $2. By the way, fedoras are back in style. Well, sure, Justin Timberlake wears one. And if JT wears it, you know it's cool. You know, Cubs floppy hats, they give those away at games on floppy hat day. We used to go every year on floppy hat day, my friends and I, to get a floppy hat. Got like 20 of them. 219 area code says, in the mid-80s, I wore a black fedora to my 8th grade graduation, and I've worn baseball caps my whole life. Like Jake Gyllenhaal, Dan. That's what we're discovering. all right, let's see. Here is Margaret on WGN. Hi, Margaret.
Well, hi, Nick. I was just mentioning to your screener that when you turn on the news and especially watch the weather reports, and it's probably in the evening, too, but I specifically notice in the morning, these gentlemen who are in their 20s and 30s that are giving the weather reports, and they're standing there and pointing to the screen, are wearing these suits that they look like they belong on a little boy. They have, it's very short, the top jacket is very short. When they have the one button buttoned, you got the tie that's hanging below the one button, kind of sticking down. You can see the shirt kind of in the front, and they just look like they outgrew the suit. And you're watching them, you're saying, "Did you look in a mirror before you got on the TV, or did you outgrow your suit?" Now you should be making enough money on your TV program that they can afford, or you can afford to buy a suit that fits you, because they look ridiculous.
Now, is it specifically, Margaret, is it specifically weather people?
Well, they're the ones who are usually standing up. The folks that are sitting down, now, if they stand up sometimes, generally they don't, but it's usually, you're probably driving home after your program, so you're not watching these gentlemen in the morning.
Well, no, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's interesting because I would guess that some people, like anchors and sports guys, don't even wear suit pants. Because I remember I did a TV spot on a Fox Sports news show, and Tom Waddle was one of the co-hosts, and Tom had jeans on. He had like a suit jacket and a tie, but he had a pair of jeans. I think he had shorts on at one point. Because they don't have to stand up.
Right. No, these are the folks, when you have a chance, and like it might be in the evening. I'm usually not at home to watch the weather in the evening, but it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
Starting 5, 6, 7, 8
sure.
o'clock, 9
sure.
o'clock. And these guys, they're standing there, and they just look so silly because they all are dressed the same way. It looks like it's a new suit, but it looks like it belongs on a little boy. And I just want to say, guys, look in a mirror and have your mother dress you again.
Okay. Thanks, Margaret. Take care. Have a good day. See, now, when I'm watching, Dan, as you know, when I'm watching weather in the morning, it's Tracy Butler. So it's not, I don't care what these other guys are wearing because I'm going to watch Tracy Butler.
Amen to that.
So
always wonderful looking.
And she's dressed fantastically all the time. So.
You had mentioned the shorts thing. There was a big hubbub because during the NBA Finals, as a team-building exercise, LeBron James asked the Cavaliers to all wear suits with shorts. So they were all wearing suit pants that had been
cut,
tailored
to be shorts.
Yes.
That seems a little weird to me.
Yes. So, but it created great debates because the NBA players are by far the most fashion forward of all major sports.
Oh, no, there's no question about that.
So there was a lot of people questioning whether it was the right route to go or not to go. And
it caused major debates.
It caused major debates.
Shorts, suits that were tailored to be shorts.
Correct. So they were, it wasn't like he was wearing jorts and a suit and a tie and anything like that.
Now, okay, let me ask you this. Was the suit jacket and the shirt long sleeve?
They were, yes.
Oh, okay, so it was a full sleeve.
Yes.
Okay, tie,
yes.
Whole thing, but the pants were shorts.
Right.
Wouldn't it have been funny, though, if they were short sleeves?
They were, yeah. They
or sleeveless. That would
have been. Although that's a good fashion faux pas. You know what? If you're going to anywhere besides work, wear a long sleeve shirt with
a
tie.
Oh, well, that's the thing.
Like, but work, I can understand, because it might get hot. But
yeah. No.
Weddings, no.
One of my favorite lines ever in The Simpsons. Is when they're going to an event or something. I can't remember what it is, but Homer comes downstairs. He's got a tie and a short sleeve shirt on. And Marge is like, "You can't wear that, Homer." And he goes, "Why not? Sipowitz does it." And then she's like, "Well, you can't do that. Go back upstairs and change." And then he goes, "I wish I was Sipowitz." For those of you who don't remember NYPD Blue, that was Dennis Franz's character's name. And he did wear short sleeve shirts with ties all the time. Sipowicz does it. All right, let's break here. We got news coming up, and then we'll jump back into this topic. Because you know I'm so fashionable. I am a fashion plate. It goes David Bowie, then me. That's how it works. All right, we'll take a break. Ooh. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here. We're in Studio A this morning, overlooking the lake here. And we're here until 5 a.m. We're here 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We've been talking about fashion faux pas and bad fashion ideas from the past and wearing baseball caps. Does that make you immature? So we'll get back to that in a second. You know, Dan, today is a sad anniversary.
Why is that?
George Romero passed away 1 year ago today.
Oh.
One of my favorite filmmakers of all time, one of the greatest satirists that ever lived, and he passed away 1 year ago today. So it's with sadness that we report that, but you can still see his amazing movies that are out there, particularly his Living Dead movies, which are just great. So and I got to know George, when I was real happy about that. So, but it's a sad little anniversary right there. So watch a George Romero movie when you can. You'll be happy for it. Okay, more texts have been flying in. If you want to call or talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. 773 area code. Here's the worst. Wearing your pants underneath your butt so you can see the underpants. Who came up with that? I want to punch the guy in the face. Peace. I don't understand. What do you mean? Shorts that are short enough to so you can see your see the underwear?
Well, just the guys. No, I think more the guys who have don't wear belts, and so the
underwear. That. I see. So lower below your butt, so you can see your. Yeah, okay. Well, you know that's what Pants on the Ground is about. One of the greatest songs in the history of music. Get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. What's that guy's name? General Johnson Swanson? I can't remember what was the guy's name. But looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. I remember watching that live, and I almost fell off the couch laughing.
General Larry Platt.
I love that guy. General Larry Platt. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Doug in Kansas City said, managers used to play. The last guy to do that was Pete Rose. Yeah, no, I know they had player managers. I don't see, you know, Joe Maddon coming out and pitching a few. I don't know if that's going to happen. He can run out and play center. Dennis from Kankakee says, truck drivers without baseball caps, that's not going to happen. I guess Dennis is a, do you think Dennis is a truck driver, Dan?
I think it's a safe bet.
Mm-hmm. 847 area code says, the fashion things that drive me nuts is when people now buy baseball hats and leave the stupid stickers that they come on with the size and label on it. They look like they stole it. When did that become a thing? With the tag still on and the sticker?
Well, I remember seeing it in the early 2000s and the late 90s, and I had been told it was so they could return it. You know, after they wore it once or twice.
So they wear it a few times and bring it back.
Right, exactly. So they would wear it to a dance out in the public place, be like, oh, everybody, look at how cool I am, and then return it. But then eventually it evolved into, like, I don't even have to return this, and I'm going to leave it on.
Right. You know what else I can't stand? What? I hate flat-brimmed baseball caps. I can't stand them. Ridiculous. I don't get it at all. The flat brim. You have to have a curve to the brim of your baseball cap.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't make any sense at all. 847 area code says, you need to stop by Red Wing for your dress shoes. You can drop a big dime. They even have handmade shoes. God, Red Wing. God. That's old. I barely remember that. 773 area code says, moon boots. Moon boots? Like boots that look like you're on the moon? Like in the winter, the people that kind of wear that kind of stuff in the winter, like big boots, do your feet don't fall off in the ice? Because you know that happens all the time, Dan. Your feet fall off in the ice.
I guess. All those stories you hear every winter.
People's feet falling off. Zach says, you ever see those rompers for men? What's going on with that? Remember when that was? That was a couple of years ago, right, Dan?
Yeah, or maybe even last year.
Was it last year when people started, when the idiots started wearing that?
Yep.
That's not a good look, dudes. All right, here are some of the faux pas that men make that women hate. We mentioned socks and sandals, which I think universally people have all, I think we all agree, not good. How about accessory overload? This is another one that women, I guess, women hate that men make, mistakes. We completely disagree with the fact that some say jewelry is made just for women. Men can wear jewelry. But in both cases, less is more. Wearing a necktie, 10 bracelets, a watch, and a pinky ring will convince people that you're just trying to replace Johnny Depp in the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And as much as we love Johnny, that's not necessarily a good thing. Yeah, I don't wear any. I used to wear a watch. That was as far as I got. And when I was married, I had a, you know, I wore a ring. But I never wore, I mean, I wore my class ring when I was in high school. Because we got our class rings early. We got to wear them during our senior year. Because most people get them after they graduate, right?
We got ours junior year.
Did you? Oh, yeah, we got ours. Yeah, okay. But we got to wear ours, like, you know, like during senior year when it was appropriate, you know? You know, it was a tradition when I don't know if this was something that they did. Now you did not go to a co-ed school.
That is correct.
So people, you know, you didn't have like co-ed dating going on in your school. We did at Luther North, and if you were dating, like if a girl was dating a guy, she wore his ring with yarn wrapped around it. Do you remember that, Dan?
What?
Okay.
No.
You would wear your boyfriend's class. I mean, people don't remember this. I mean, listen, I graduated in 1983, so maybe that was a thing back then. Graduated high school in 83. So you would, like, the girl would get the guy's ring, and you would wrap yarn around the bottom of it. So the bottom of the ring.
Okay.
And you would, for two reasons. One, it would be a little decorative, and two, the ring would fit.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you put yarn around it because it's obviously a lot of the guys had bigger fingers than the girls did, and the rings would fall off. So they would wrap yarn around. The girls would wrap yarn around, and this was a thing, man. This was a thing. Like if you were dating someone, you had that class ring with the yarn wrapped around the inside of it. And I don't know if this was just specific to Luther North. I'm not really sure. I think it was more than just my school. I'm pretty sure that was a thing that was happening. Now, I don't know if it was time specific. So, you know, because Dan, I'm like, what am I, 10 years older than you? Something like that?
Yeah.
No, 8. I'm 10 years older than, I'm 10 years older than, no, wait.
No, no, no.
I'm much older than that.
Yeah.
Wait,
you're 18.
I'm 18 years older than you. Right. I was thinking about when I graduated high school. I was 18. It was, yeah, okay. Because, yeah. So I graduated high school the same year that you were born, right? No, you were born in 81. Esmeralda was born in 83.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'm old. So maybe it wasn't a thing when you went to high school. I mean, obviously, and it's different, Dan, because you went to an all-boys high school. So, you know, but yeah, that's what people did when you were, if you were, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, you had his ring and you wore yarn around it. I don't know if anybody
was the Letterman jacket thing.
Letterman was a thing.
Sure.
Yep. Football jersey. Wear the football jersey of your boyfriend. Yep. Yeah. The Letterman's jacket was a thing, but football jerseys but this ring thing was, I'm not kidding. The class ring thing that's real. Maybe we'll get some confirmation from people who...
It makes sense. I just thought it was like, oh, you know, I mean, the yarn makes sense now. Like,
because the ring will fit.
Right, right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought it was just,
you're just like a fashion
cool thing.
Like a fashion
doing.
Statement. Hey, you know what's really cool? Putting yarn around a ring. That's really cool, man. That's the latest trend. Yeah. So... I didn't do, you know, the girl that I was dating when I was in high school didn't wear my ring because she was 5 years older than me. So, you know, at least the second girl I dated, because the first girl I dated in high school was before that, but this is the girl that I dated junior and senior year all the way through, you know, was much older than me and my boss at McDonald's. But yeah, you would see it all around the school. So that was the thing. But accessory overload, man, you know, these guys wearing it. Like, Johnny Depp can get away with it because he's Depp. Wearing 47 bracelets and stuff. That you can't do that. Like, if you're just a dude, you know, wearing 9,000 bracelets and 14 rings. You know, like a ring on each finger. I don't get that, man. 27 earrings.
And multiple rings on a finger.
Yeah. That's another thing I don't understand. Yeah. Yeah, too much accessories. Don't do that. And no socks and sandals. That's what we're learning about this morning. Okay. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking fashion faux pas. Just recently, we were just talking about accessory overload. So basically, if you're not Johnny Depp, don't do it. Because only Depp can get away with 19,000 bracelets. And even he looks goofy. He's also Captain Scarf. You ever notice that he's always got something wrapped around his neck, Johnny Depp? He's got like a, you know, like a either a scarf wrapped around his neck or like something, some sort of fabric draped across his chest. And again, he can get away with it because he's Johnny Depp.
Although that like is another one of those Hollywood things now that a lot of people wear that to show because your neck shows your age.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure, I didn't even think of that.
Because, you know, the perhaps
sagging flesh and all that stuff.
Something has been done to the facial region that makes it a little younger, but if you look below the neck, there are indications that, you know, you don't get a neck lift.
That's
so
true. Yep. Yeah, wear some material around your neck. So that's how you accessorize. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, and we've got traffic, and then we're going to come back and talk about more fashion faux pas. And there you go. All right. Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. And in a little bit, we're going to be talking about some weird traditions in different states. We'll get to a few of those this morning. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey-jokey time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We've been talking about bad fashion ideas, fashion faux pas, like socks and sandals and too much accessories and all that cool stuff. And as we were talking about accessories and rings and stuff, I brought up that when I went to high school, and I don't know if this is not a very common thing, but I went to high school between 79 and 83. And in that time, if you were dating your high school sweetheart, Your girlfriend would wear your class ring, and they would wrap yarn around it on the bottom of it. And Dan thought I was nuts when I said that. But
no, that's a thing.
Oh yeah, that was a thing. You remember it?
I had one, and I went to visit my friends over the summer because I went to school out here. Mm-hmm. But my friends lived in Wisconsin, and out in Wisconsin, what they do on the weekends is you go out to a field and you all drink beer in
right.
the dark, right?
Right.
And so I was visiting, and I don't know what I did, but the ring fell off.
Uh-oh.
And it went out into the field. And like 13 years later, someone found the ring and mailed it in the mail to the guy. He was long gone out of my life.
Yeah.
To the guy that whose ring
wow, that's
name
something.
Was, I know, it's out in a field. I mean, with cows and everything.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
See, that's why you got to put more yarn on it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all right. Here's Karen on WGN. Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. So this is a thing, right? I'm not making this up.
No. It was called Angora. Angora yarn.
Oh,
and
right.
You could get it at a specialty shop in Peacock Alley of Ford City.
That's where you got yours, at Peacock Alley in Ford City.
Peacock Alley in Ford City. I grew up on the south side.
Yeah.
Into Argo. Woohoo.
And so now but that was it, that everybody did that, right? Did you do that with
sure,
your boyfriend?
Yeah, you could get it. You could get it in different colors, and the bigger it was, the better it was. You couldn't wash it, so if you went to go wash your hands, you had to change the Angora.
Yeah,
so
that,
it,
yeah.
It was a big thing. Huge.
Yeah, God, I remember it. I just remember, like, Dan has never heard of that. I guess it was something that must have stopped. Are you around my age, Karen?
I am. I graduated in 82.
Okay, so we're basically the same age. It must have been something that was happening during our generation, because Dan had no idea.
Yeah, Dan should probably look it up. It was an awesome fashion trend for women.
Angora your ring. That's right. All right, Karen, thank you.
Right. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. There
is it
go.
Maybe that eventually people just use scotch tape?
I don't know.
Make it thicker?
I don't know. I don't even know if, but if kids are going to school today, do they exchange class rings?
Do they get them? I don't know.
I don't know either. And I know that some of the girls, who maybe didn't wear the class ring with the Angora wrapped around it, put it on a necklace. And hung it around their neck. That was another one. But it was a big deal to get the class ring from your boyfriend.
Right, to show that you were someone's property.
Exactly.
And
right.
You were owned
That's
by
exactly
them.
Right. Here's Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, the ring thing, that was even popular back in the 50s because I was a teenager in the 50s and my girlfriend wore my ring.
Oh, okay.
So that was back even in the 50s. And
did your girlfriend wear the Angora yarn wrapped around it?
No, back then they put tape around it.
Oh, they put tape around it.
They put adhesive tape around the bottom of the ring.
Okay.
That was what, you know, it was about the only thing they had back then.
Yeah.
Adhesive tape. And the other thing I called in about is fashion. What I understand is these people walking around with pants and jeans with holes in them and holes in the shirt. Now, when I was growing up, if you had holes in our jeans or holes in our shirt and you couldn't afford to fix them or buy new ones, you were the poorest kid in the area. And nowadays, they got Air Jordan shoes and that. Well, back then, if you wore tennis shoes to school, because most of them were kids, and you get about $2 a pair.
Yeah.
But you're considered poor.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, what's funny, Bill, is that people are paying for jeans with holes already in them. It's not like
that's
they've.
What I mean. That's
it's not
I
like
mean.
They've worn them out.
I don't understand that. Because when I was growing up, you had a hole in your jeans. You was embarrassed to go anywhere. You'd try to figure out some way to cover that hole up. Right.
And not only that, you earned that hole in your jeans. Like you wore that. You wore those jeans out. You put holes in. Now you know.
Yeah, you wore the holes in it. Right.
Yeah.
Or you actually ripped them. Right.
Right.
Because I was born and raised on a farm, so you wore the holes in those. You know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
All right, take care. Yeah, the old, let's buy a $200 pair of jeans with with holes in them. It's a thing, though, you know, I guess. I don't know.
By the way, I'm working my way through about 25 stories involving rings and yarn and things like that.
Oh, from listeners?
Yes, from listeners.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to open
up. Hey, not at all. I'm glad people are listening. I'm glad people are participating. I'm just letting you know the deluge is coming.
Okay, the deluge of yarn and ring stories will be coming. See, Dan, you're learning so much. This was a thing.
Educational.
You didn't even know that was a thing.
I did not. I mean, you know, because like I knew guys did Letterman jackets, but I cannot recall any guy in St. Pat's giving their school ring to another girl.
You know what's funny is if I really wish people could have seen the look on your face when I said, yeah, you would give the girl your ring and wrap yarn around it. You looked at me like I was nuts.
I mean, just because once you explain, well, it was because the rings were too big and that, you know, made sure. One texter says they specifically did it with the gemstone color.
Yeah.
Like it matched the gemstone color.
To match the gemstone color,
I'm all about that. I thought it was some crazy thing. You know, it was on Welcome Back, Cotter one time, and then all of a sudden it swept the nation because John Travolta did it or something, you know?
Man. We got a bunch of texts that are coming in. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Russ says, how about parachute pants? Biggest mistake I ever made in the 80s. I looked like an idiot. I had parachute pants. One of the many, many, many bad fashion and hair decisions that I made in the 80s. 630 area code says, I remember in the late 80s when I was in junior high rolling up the bottom of our pants. We thought we were so cool, but we were dorks.
Yeah, that was like Zach Morris.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it came from. Like, that was like late 80s going into the 90s.
You know,
like the kid in play sort of.
Yeah. And that was
genre.
Also, Marty McFly is very similar to that in Back to the Future.
But it was a different kind of roll. See, there's a 50s rolling of your pants, and then there was the way that you had to kind of fold it over, and then, like, if you had Cavaricci's or whatever kind of pants that they were, because they were baggy.
Right.
And then you had to fold, like, twist it and fold it over.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'd just pin it, because you're like, oh, I can't even get this right.
Yeah.
And definitely, I know what they're talking about.
Rolling up the bottom of your pants. 815 area code, Nick, I wore penny loafers with dimes for phone calls in high school. Well, you're dating yourself. Phone calls cost a dime right there. Also, that people would use pay phones. That's another thing that's dating. Let's see. 224. I like it. Penny loafers, but he put dimes in there. He upgraded to dimes.
You look wealthy.
Yeah. I just go right for a quarter. Like, what the hell? 224 says, the best is when we were in Florida and my hubby went for an early morning walk on the beach with black socks, sandals, swim trunks, and a flannel shirt. Our 13-year-old daughter was so embarrassed, she cried. I have a picture framed on my wall. Of what, the daughter crying and the dad just walking around looking like that? 630 area code says, I wear lipstick, ponytail, and a huge collection of fedoras. I get compliments from women and men every day. Okay. 262 area code says, the lawyer in the first Jurassic Park movie wore a suit with tailored shorts. He got eaten. With the dude on the toilet? The dude on the toilet had shorts?
Yes, he did.
I do not remember that at all. Well, yeah. The dude on the toilet's wearing shorts. That's why he got eaten. That's fantastic.
The T-Rex don't want any of
T-Rex
that.
T-Rex is like, hey, you're not fashionable. I'm going to eat you, pal.
Exactly. That's how, if of anything I learned in class, the T-Rex chose its prey based upon its fashion
That's
choices.
Exactly right. If you had pants on, I wouldn't eat you. But those shorts, that's terrible. I'm going to eat you right off the toilet. All right, that's going to end up on the show Friday. All right, let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up, and then we got more fashion stuff, and evidently many, many stories of boyfriends and girlfriends exchanging rings and yarn. It's a fascinating day. All right, we'll take a break on WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. We're in Studio A this morning. And we are 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. We are talking about fashion faux pas that men make that women hate. And we also got into all kinds of other sideline stuff. A few more texts here. And then we have the Dan just handed me the barrage of texts about class rings and yarn.
Yes. And I will also say thank you to everybody who participated. I culled them a little bit, so I only went. I took one per decade.
Oh,
so
there were still many more.
There are still many more that I'm working my way through.
Okay, I didn't know that we were going to open up a can of worms, but that's a thing.
It is awesome.
815 area code says navy suits with brown shoes. No, also tuxedos with no socks. Patrick said, moon boots were all foam and super warm shoes. I'm an air conditioning guy, and I miss them because they were great for my line of work. All right, here's another faux pas that men make that women don't like. Mixing patterns. Don't get us wrong. We love our plaid, stripes, polka dots, and checkers. We just don't love them all together. Stick to a single pattern and choose complementing shades in that pattern for the rest of your ensemble. Your significant other will thank you. Baggy clothes is another thing. We don't understand how men can buy clothing without trying it on first. Baggy clothing looks unkempt and unacceptable for anyone over the age of 15, and we'd even say it's questionable for those under 15. How about this one? The too tight t-shirt. Oh, that's always a good look. Most men probably think Spanx are painful and uncomfortable, but we think the same thing when we look at your super tight t-shirt. It's painful and uncomfortable for us to look at. Do us a favor and try your clothing on before you buy it. The fact that you can see every nook and cranny on your torso should be enough for you to know that you put that back on the hanger. The too tight t-shirt. We got another phone call. Here's Mario on WGN. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Nick D.
Hey.
We went to school together.
Oh, we did?
Luther North. I'm 81 graduate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Listening to your conversation about the school ring, you wrap the yarn around the ring, you know, to make it fit. Cause, and most guys had, like, a huge finger, so the girls had a ton of yarn wrapped around it.
Right, right. So, all right, you can confirm that. You graduated in 81 from Luther North, so there you go.
That's correct.
All right, Mario, thanks, man.
We all know the same people. You remember Laura Franzen, from the Laura, she was in your
Laura,
class.
Let me explain something to you, Mario. Laura Franzen was my massive high school crush.
She was everybody's high school crush.
Oh my god! I escorted her homecoming though.
Yes.
Yeah, she was. She's something. I'm still friends with her. On she's got all kinds of kids now, and she's married. And she was. I had a massive crush on her.
We hang out all the time ourselves together.
Also. Oh, cool. Good. Tell her I said hi. All right, Mario.
Kim Lacona, Chris Lacona. Remember right. That whole group?
Yeah, that whole group. Chris, Kim Lacona. Kim Lacona was my age. Chris was older, I think. Chris was a year older, maybe.
Just 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah, 1 year older. Kim was in my class with Laura. I remember all those people, yeah.
The Benzinger twins.
Yep, Cindy and Wendy. I remember them.
Well, great to talk to you, man.
All right, buddy, take care. Mario.
Great job, what you're doing on the radio.
Thanks, man. There you go. Boy, bringing back some names from my past. Yeah, Dan, Laura Franzen. That was the high school girl that I was in love with.
Very nice.
Even though I was dating a my manager from McDonald's who was 5 years older than me, I was in love with Laura.
Sounds like everybody was.
I was in love with... Oh. Yeah, she was the dream. She was like the dream girl. As far as I'm concerned, she was like the dream girl.
She was Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah,
she was the Kelly.
Yeah. There's no question about it. I mean, I just like the first time I met her, like for freshman year, all the way for 4 years, I was in love with her.
Joanne, did you go to school with any sets of twins? Because I'm finding that's a thread here. Because we had the Jacobowski twins,
The Benzinger twins.
You had the Benzinger twins. Remember their. I went to Montini in Lombard. I'm trying to think of what their. Oh, I can't think of their. We did,
but you did.
But I can't.
Every school had a set of twins.
89, Montini, graduating twins. Somebody call.
Yeah.
I can't think.
That's awesome. Cindy and Wendy, I'm friends with them I'm friends with a bunch of people that I went to high school with on Facebook. Nice to keep up with them. Yeah, but it's funny that Mario, the first person he mentions is Laura. God, I loved her, man. It was embarrassing. Okay, speaking of high school, so now we've got all these ring stories here. Let's see, 708 area code. Ring yarns was a thing in the mid to late 70s, too. 815 area code says, I graduated in 1988. Up here in the boonies, all the girls did that yarn ring thing. 630 area code said, we did that ring thing in the late 60s. But this is everywhere, man. 309 area code said, after my sister graduated in 1977, and she did the same thing with her boyfriend's class ring. 630 area code says, we used mohair instead of yarn. Oh. Sherry says, we wore the boy's ring with the yarn. I graduated in 1985 in Kentucky. 630 area code says, I graduated from Elgin High in 1966. We wore Angora around our boyfriend's ring, too. 630 area code. Jeez. Fenton High School, class of 84. We wore the yarn around the boyfriend's ring. You were so cool. 815 area code says, I'm class of 2002 and girls in my class did the same thing. Wow. Wow, really? That recently? Steve says, I graduated high school in Minneapolis in 1972. The exchanging of class rings with girls wrapping yarn around it was done by us as well. Wow, this is unbelievable. 630 area code says, good morning. I went to school in the 70s, and yes, the girls wrapped yarn around their rings to fit. I also had an ID bracelet with my name on it that I gave to a girl if you were going out with her. Rich said, we did the class ring, but the girls would give us their clotta ring. You wear it backwards on our pink. Now, that's an Irish thing. I know that for sure. That's like that's a common thing. The clotta ring thing is that's a common thing. Catherine, I graduated in 67. We did the Angora ring thing. 773 area code says, what's up, guys? I graduated in 97 in the public schools. You didn't get a school ring until you graduated. Oh. So you're missing out on all the fun with the yarn. A couple of more fashion texts here. 405 area code says, in my great state of Oklahoma, ball caps are required headgear. Required headgear. 262 area code, unless you are chiseled or super fit, do not wear a man bun. 312 area code, socks and sandals used to be something that old men wore. Now only old people are offended by it. I teach young men and they have no problem with it anymore. That's funny. All right, how about this? Here's some fashion, more faux pas that guys do that women hate. Wearing your sunglasses at night. Well, what about Corey Hart? What I mean...
He is the one exception.
He's the one except Corey Hart is the one exception. I wear my sunglasses at night. Wearing your sunglasses at night or indoors.
No, because in that very studio where you are, I filled in last week, when the sun comes up, Cochran and Justin and all those guys, they have to wear sunglasses in there.
Oh,
so they're
okay.
So they wear them inside.
Okay. Well, they do have, you know, they do have shades here.
Yeah,
there's blinds.
Yeah, but they like this. They like.
Oh, okay.
The,
I was going to say.
They like having the.
Bring the blinds down.
It makes a beautiful glow.
Well, I'm going to get to see the sun come up this morning because I don't normally use this studio. Normally, I'm in D. But I am going to get to see the sun come up this morning, which I'm kind of excited about. Right over Navy Pier. All right. Let's see. This offense is only magnified when combined with the too tight T-shirt and too many accessories. We feel it's necessary that the situation from Jersey Shore should not be your fashion icon. Anybody from Jersey Shore, right, should not be your fashion icon. Don't just pick on the situation. I mean, he's an idiot, but everybody on that show should not be a fashion icon for any human.
I thought of one. What? Airbrushing. Now, my son loves it because he's 9 and he didn't have airbrush T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's new to him.
Okay.
But when I see an airbrush T-shirt...
You think of the mall in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my son loves it, and he's 9, but then, you know, whatever was old is new again.
Right.
So, but
and he'll hate it by the time he's 12.
I hope so.
So,
because he made me buy one at Great America.
Oh, boy. Airbrush T-shirts. Man. I remember when they were the thing. The airbrush T-shirts. They used to remember, you know, like if you'd go to the mall and they would have like those just a standalone stands in the middle.
No,
they
weren't
actual stores,
right?
Yeah,
and they had the airbrushing thing. And how about you know what was big in the 70s, massive in the 70s was getting T-shirts with the iron-on decal. Where you would go, and you would pick out the decal that you wanted, like, hey, keep on trucking,
yes,
and then you would have put the steam thing down.
It would smell like burnt rubber.
Exactly,
and
right,
awesome.
And then you put your name on the back,
and when it washed, though, it would start to crinkle and fall apart.
It would peel off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very Charlie's Angels kind of.
Yeah. Exactly. They used to have those. They used to have like seven or eight of those kind of stores, Dan, where you would get the. They're not adhesive. What were they called? Iron-on,
yeah.
But they were not called decals. They were called something else.
Right.
And I can't remember the name of it.
Transfers?
Transfer,
yeah,
maybe.
It wasn't called that, though.
But no, they had like 7 or 8 stores like that in old Chicago. Like, you'd go to old Chicago, and there'd be like 7 or 8 T-shirt shops with people buying. And then people would put their name on the back.
Yes.
With like the felt numbers, the felt letters.
In bubble, almost.
In bubble, yeah,
like
absolutely. The 70s,
kind of?
The 70s were the best.
Mm-hmm. And you went into the store, and you looked at the wall, and you picked if you wanted,
exactly,
you know, which Charlie's Angel.
I want Farrah.
Right.
With my name on the back.
I think for me it was Sean Cassidy.
There you go. Sean Cassidy.
And I maybe the album cover of The Wall or something.
That would work. That's classic.
JR's T-shirts. I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember. But there used to be there used to be a bunch of them in malls and stuff. But that was the main draw at Old Chicago. That's a stupid
smell.
T-shirt.
I can smell it right now as you're talking about
absolutely.
It. Yeah, that burnt sort of.
And in old Chicago, it would smell like that and bad caramel corn. So it was, and vomit, because it was an amusement park. So there'd be that lovely smell of vomit because kids throwing up all over the place. And old Chicago was a special place. All right, we're going to take a break. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. What's happening? We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18th floor. We're in Studio A, East Studio, this morning. Normally, we work out of D, doing a little work in there, so we'll be doing the show out of A here. And welcome back, everybody. It's Monday morning. That means in just a little while, my dad's going to call and tell a joke, because it's a jokey time. And we've been having a lot of fun this morning talking about fashion faux pas and remembering weird stuff that we used to do in high school. And somebody I went to high school with decided to call in and bring up my major first high school crush on the air, which is fine because I love her. She was the best. She's still awesome. So let's get back to some of this. And we have Marvin on the line here on WGN. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
everybody. Well, I'm a little bit older than most of your callers, And this fad almost cost me the girl that I was very much in love with. And in fact, she had one of those rings with the Angora on it.
Oh, there you go.
And that is, I'm of the tie-dye generation.
Sure.
With the like psychedelic colors on jeans and on tops. And I had lost a lot of weight, so I really looked buff. And boy, I wore those for the first time in front of her, and she wanted to break up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Said, well, that too, but look at, take a look at here. This is what's going to be for a little while. And I had a lot of fun with it, and but I couldn't wear it when I was with her. She was, you know, she put her foot down, and
right.
I didn't want to be underneath it.
Right, right. That's an interesting way of looking at it. So there you go. All right, Marvin, bringing up the classic tie-dye. That's still a thing, right? Tie-dye?
Oh, yeah. You know, yep. We were talking about day camps and the summer camps, things like that. That's a big activity every year.
Sure.
You know, kids bringing a white shirt. And
yeah. Anyway, as long as some sort of Grateful Dead band is touring, it's going to be around. That's going to be a thing. So, because George Karzis is a deadhead, right? George, the guy who runs the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. I've seen him in tie-dye. I've seen George in tie-dye. So, okay. More texts are coming in. We've had tons of texts this morning, Dana, and you're working your fingers to the bone. 224 area code.
My fingers with a ring and an Angora yarn around
there
it.
You should be, yeah. That would help. Remember when people would put stuffed animals in the back windows of their hot rods? Wow, yeah. How about Baby on Board? Remember Baby on Board or the... Garfield, when you would stick Garfield in the window of the car?
I just remember people putting their kids in the back of the car backwards.
Oh, no, yeah.
You could never get away with that.
No, listen, I remember bouncing around in the back window of my dad's Torino. We never had seatbelts.
No.
We never wore seatbelts. I remember I split my head open because my dad made a left once. He made a left, and I smashed my head. And I was like, oh, all right.
10 kids in an El Camino.
Not only that, yeah, in the back of the El Camino, yeah. Just have them bounce around. But how about the Fantastic Station Wagons where you would sit backwards?
That's what I mean, right.
Yeah.
My cousins and I, and you would like lay, and then you'd have your feet up, and you'd bang on the door that could have opened at any time.
Exactly, and slide right out.
And you'd make faces and give the finger to people.
Exactly.
your aunt or godmother would be screaming up in front.
That's what you do, man, in the 70s.
Yeah,
you can't do any of that anymore. Nope. 815 area code says, yes, the folding over and cuffing was called pegging. And it was different than the 50s roll that you guys were talking about. Pegging.
For the pants, for the Z Cavarici jeans that you bought.
773 says, I met my future husband on a Monday in November of 57. We went on our first date on a Friday. He gave me his Lane Tech ring at the Uptown Theater where we saw The Sun Also Rises. That's a pretty great memory. As specifically, in the 815 area code, you might want to know, or I'm sorry, 773 area code, you might want to know the Uptown Theater, they're planning on a big renovation. We talked about it last week. $75 million going in to renovate that beautiful theater, and I hope it all works out. 440 area code says, ripped blue jeans thing was a trend apparently set by an English female singer called Samantha Fox. I remember Samantha Fox. I totally remember Samantha Fox.
I want to have some fun.
Yeah. That's right. She was a Page Three girl in England, and she posed topless a lot. I've seen a lot of pictures of Samantha Fox topless, and she was like the queen. She was like the queen of the Page Three girls. And then I want to have some fun. That was like her big hit.
Samantha Fox.
That's right. That's right. She wore blue jeans with holes in them and ripped also out at the knee. All of a sudden, people started hanging on to their jeans instead of throwing them away. If I'd have known that, I could have made a fortune. When I tore mine, I'd just throw them out. Not if you want to be like Samantha Fox. And who doesn't want to be like, seriously? Who doesn't want to be like Samantha Fox?
Before the Spice Girls, really.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this was mid-80s. Early mid-80s, she was popular. Yeah, mid to, I want to say, 85, 86. As I remember, I was like 20, 21 years old looking at her boobs every chance I could get. Samantha Fox, man. You look her up. 80s babe. A major 80s babe. Edith said, Nick, I graduated Catholic high school in 1960, and we girls did wind yarn under and around our boyfriend's ring, preferably Angora. Until we got the yarn, we would temporarily wind tape around or cotton or paper. That was better than diamonds. Even then, the wrapping was established tradition. 608 area code says, a mullet and parachute pants? Were you a pro wrestler in the 80s?
Were they like Zuba pants? Do you remember?
No,
those?
They weren't Zuba pants. No? I had the parachute pants. I did. I mean, it was just a bad time. Uh-huh. 708 area code says, I graduated in 93 and we did that ring thing too. I just bought of torn up jeans and my wife hates them. She says I'm too old to try to look cool. There you go. That's the message that we're receiving. Some of us are just too old to look cool. Now I'm wondering where Samantha Fox is. What's going on with Samantha Fox? Dan, is she still active in the world?
I'll be careful how I search this.
Well, yeah. You're going to have to be careful. Also, by the way, Dan, there's just coincidentally, when you're doing the search, not just for her, there was a very, very popular porn star in the 80s named Samantha Fox. They would get confused. People would get confused. So you maybe don't search it.
She's only 52.
Okay.
I would have thought she was older.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she's only 52.
She's a year younger than me. I guess that makes sense. So, yeah, but no, Dan, be careful, all right? Because either or Samantha Fox that pops up is not going to be good.
I'm on her personal website, and it seems to be okay.
Okay.
She was on Celebrity Wife Swap.
Oh, no.
And one of the celebrity big brothers that I don't think it was here in the
US. That was in
Britain.
Yeah, that would be in the UK, because they've only done one celebrity big brother here in America, and what's his name? Ross Matthews won. So I watch Big Brother religiously. It's my favorite. Okay, we have to take a break. And then we've got more fashion faux pas and other memories that we're going to share here. My dad's going to tell a joke. But the news is coming up right after this. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on floor 18. We're in Studio A this morning. Usually we work out of Studio D, but we're in Studio A, and we'll get to see the sun come up here. We've been talking about fashion faux pas and remembering some weird stuff and high school memories and all that kind of stuff. Clothing and hairstyles and things that we're all embarrassed about from the past. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Ryan from Mount Prospect says, I lived by the Brickyard Mall and went there and got a Chewbacca iron on, put on a bright yellow t-shirt, probably the early 80s. Wish I had it now. I didn't live very far from the Brickyard Mall either. Used to go to that mall pretty regularly. So, 708 area code says, I hate man purses. Also, wearing sunglasses indoors with no sunshine ruins your eyes. When there isn't any sunlight, it makes your eyes less light sensitive. 847 area code says, I worked at Saks Fifth Avenue in Old Orchard during high school in the 70s. They had one of those t-shirt transfer things, and it was a part of my job to do them, bringing back so many memories. I can still feel the heat coming off of that machine. Jeez. And then 708 area code says, let Joanne know that the t-shirt place in Yorktown was called Todd's Corner. Todd's Corner.
That's, yes, it was.
That's what
Thank
it was.
You. And really... JR's Music Shop.
And JR's Music Shop. I remember that. But Todd's Corner was in
Thank
Yorktown.
Thank you. Awesome.
From the 708 area code.
All right.
More fashion faux pas. Oddly shaped dress shoes. This is not a good look for men. Dan, do you have any oddly shaped dress shoes?
I don't think so. I only own three or four. So I'm like, when I heard that, I went through them. I'm like,
They don't seem to be oddly shaped.
I don't think so.
Some men are notorious for not paying attention to detail. So it's our job to teach them the do's and don'ts of life and footwear. Do wear dress shoes that have a hint of a point or a squared off tip. Don't wear dress shoes like they had a leading role in The Lord of the Rings or Bozo the Clown. Especially don't wear those shoes with white socks. Are there like big fat dress shoes? Is that something that's...
I guess so. I mean, that might be a thing.
Wow. Okay. Leading role in Lord of the Rings. What do they mean?
There must be some shoes that kind of curl at the top, I guess, you know?
Like okay. Because when I think feet in Lord of the Rings, I think hairy big feet that the hobbits have. Those are the first foot-related thing that I think of when I think of Lord of the Rings are hairy hobbit rings. Hairy Hobbit, by the way, was my college radio name. Yeah! Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're in a different studio here, so hang on a second. Hold on. See if this works.
He's got to bring out the megaphone, everybody.
Yeah! There it is. Yeah! Okay. Again, Dan, almost 3 hours... Over 3 hours since I used it.
Oh, yeah.
That's because we're in the new studio and I didn't know. Or not, right. You know, the studio that we normally don't use.
You can't, you know.
But I'm here. It's here. I got it. Yeah. So don't worry, everybody. The reverb is safe. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there going, man, I miss him doing the reverb every 2 seconds. All right. How about this? No super, super deep V-neck. It's one thing to wear a V-neck. It's quite another to show off your man cleavage in public. Is that like a muscle head thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And like just guys who have good torsos, apparently.
I guess.
I can't wear a regular V-neck. It freaks me out. Like I need a regular collar.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not a big V-neck guy. I do have a. Trick shooter guys.
Oh, sure. Trick Shooter Social Club.
They brought me a T-shirt in, and it was a V-neck. So I wear it because those guys are cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big V-neck guy. And it's not like a deep V-neck.
Right.
Because I'm not going to put that on.
I know I shouldn't complain being a male and what our female companions have to put up with, but it's kind of cold. Like,
yeah.
That's part of the reason why I don't like V-necks. I feel chilly.
Yeah. Running shoes. Running shoes are called running shoes because that's what they're used for running. If you're going to wear them as part of a casual look, make sure the rest of your outfit goes with them. We can't stand seeing a well-dressed man who ruins his entire outfit by wearing a pair of old stinky sneakers. Oh. Now, I'm not wearing... I mean, I'm wearing... My Chucks are basically... They're gym shoes. So, how about childish graphic T-shirts? After the age of 13, it's no longer okay to sport T-shirts that say, I'm with stupid. I don't know. I kind of think the I'm with stupid T-shirts are pretty funny. Not abiding by dress codes. If you're unaware about something, ask. Don't show up at an engagement party in sweats. Wait, you mean it's inappropriate to come to an engagement party in sweats? Dan, do you ever wear sweats?
I do.
Do you?
Like,
the house?
Yeah, you know, like, but it, you know, the sweats aren't the sweats that, you know, people think of. Like the Hans and Franz sweats. Nobody wears that anymore, you know? You know? I mean,
speak for yourself.
The Hans and Franz sweats. I think they had a line, didn't they? They had a full line
of
sweats.
They did, yeah.
Well, I mean, I wear it when I'm home, you know, and I'm just chilling. I've got like, I guess, pajama pants that I wear, and they usually have goofy stuff on them. Like I got some Ren and Stimpy pajama pants that I wear, and that's just when I'm chilling around the house. I'm not going to walk out in public in it, you know. But yeah, and I sleep in them. So, but not they're not sweats. You know what I'm talking about? They're just sort of like pajama pants.
Sure, yeah.
With the elastic, they have an elastic waist, which of course I appreciate because I'm a fat bastard. So I appreciate that. You know, it's all about comfort. It's all about comfort. So, I still feel fine wearing baseball hats. I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
I'll give you a few Facebook comments on because they're all baseball hat related, because that's how we got started on this.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Nick, adults should not be able to wear that ugly Cub hat in public. It's obviously a Sox fan.
Sox fan.
John, I wear baseball caps that feature video game characters or references. I have at least two. to me, it's simple. If you, this is John, another John. To me, it's simple. If you like the hat, wear it. Jackie, great show this morning. Still laughing about the yarn rings. Mary, I hate it when people wear them backwards.
Mm.
And then, yeah, that's
like, I used to wear mine backwards all the time.
Yes, you did.
And I don't anymore. I wear it forwards. Every once in a while, I'll wear it backwards. But it's just... But the purpose of the hat, technically, is to keep the sun away from your face. You know what was really funny? What I always thought was funny? Was when dudes would wear their baseball cap backwards, and then they would shade the sun with their hand. You know what I mean? You ever see that?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You ever see, it's completely ridiculous. Like, turn your head around, man, because you got, you know, that's what that's there for. Turn the hat around. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, guys?
All right.
Yeah, you had said that Ross won Celebrity Big Brother. It was actually Marissa won.
Oh, right. The hairspray girl won.
Yes.
That's right. Ross, it was down to those two, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. And she and Ross thought he was going to win, and the look on his face was priceless. But yeah,
That was like when Paul lost to that idiot Josh last season.
Right.
That was the worst. That was the worst. The worst outcome in the history of Big Brother was
Big
that.
Big Brother, right.
And,
yeah.
and all of those bitter jerks on the jury, it was all their fault because they were all bitter because Paul outplayed them.
Exactly. And yeah, he should have won. He should have won 100%. But
yeah.
A couple of the people he kicked out, like, what's his name? The little.
Not Cody.
Showman. Yeah,
Cody.
They had a thing out for him, yeah.
Yeah, well, they actually showed up on. Are you watching it this season?
Yes, yes.
And they actually showed up the other night.
Yeah, yeah, because say they were engaged.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were on Amazing Race, too.
Yeah, I heard. I don't watch Amazing Race, but I heard that they were going to be on. And I know that Marissa and Ross host the after thing. Yeah, they
when they get
that,
kicked off, right?
Are you,
all right, man.
Love your
show.
Steve, you rooting for anybody in particular?
I'm kind of liking, I like Sam.
I do too. I like Sam. I like her too. Yeah. And I loved it when she was a robot. I thought that was weird and funny. But I like, and I think, I'll tell you who normally is not the kind of guy I would like, but I think he's playing a smart game is Tyler. The lifeguard.
Yeah, he's playing a kind of the stupid surfer guy, but he's pretty smart guy.
No. He's playing well. He's playing really, really well. So
either him or Sam I'm rooting for. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
Yeah. No problem.
I made a mistake. I said that, but Ross won, but he didn't. He came in second. I can't mess up my Big Brother facts. What kind of a fan am I going to be if I don't know who won Celebrity Big Brother? 3 nights a week all summer, Dan. 3 nights a week.
I only watched the first one.
The first season?
The first Big Brother that when they you could watch online.
Yeah.
Can you still do that?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
And they had like people that weren't fashion models or beautiful. Like
well, that's not the case
people.
Now. That's not the case. Everybody's shirtless and buff and bikini.
There was a middle-aged fat dude.
Well, they got rid of they always have at least one middle-aged fat dude.
Okay.
And they got rid of him They got rid of him first week this season. He's gone.
All right, good. They didn't change the formula.
No. It's all babes and hunks. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, all right. I love that show. It's so stupid. All right. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. We got a break here for weather and traffic, and then my dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and we'll wrap everything up. All right. Let's see. Here's Joe on WGN. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah. For a little fashion bit, I went to high school in the late 50s, and if you were going steady, they sold, like, girls' blouse and a guy's shirt, the exact same pattern. He'd walk around school looking the same.
Oh, is that so? You would basically dress in the same shirt, kind of.
Yeah. No, yeah, it had to be a college shirt, a T-shirt when allowed.
Yeah, because you were in school.
Yeah, and no slack, no blue jeans, and the girls had to wear dresses.
Dresses, no blue jeans, and and you would have the same pattern for shirts if you were dating.
Yeah.
Or going
kind
steady.
Of obvious.
Yeah. Now you guys didn't
enjoy your show.
Thank you, Joe. All right, take care.
Right.
There you go. He didn't do the ring thing. They just dressed the same. And it seems a little weird to me. The same pattern on their shirts just to prove that they're dating. I don't know about that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here. We've been talking about high school memories, rings with yarn wrapped around it, fashion statements, fashion faux pas, and baseball hats. That's how it all started. All started with this article that was written in the Tribune about our men too old to wear baseball caps, and they do they look immature? And I basically wear a baseball cap every day. 773 area code says, I tried to make my own jorts one time in fourth grade, and I wore Daisy Dukes that day. I'm male. Now, see, you don't want to do that. Jorts? 630 area code says, it's been a while since I checked, but the reverb is actually on your Wikipedia page. What does that mean? Somebody went into my Wikipedia page and talked about reverb?
Like as one of your bits?
As one of my bits? I don't check the Wikipedia. I didn't make that Wikipedia page.
One of your running jokes is incredibly frequent use of reverb while broadcasting.
Yeah, man! That's one of my... I have not seen my Wikipedia page.
Here are your running jokes.
Oh, I have running jokes. Okay.
DiGilio frequently plays a recording of Kerry Russell, who was on Spike Odell's show, saying, Hi, I'm Kerry Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
Hi, I'm Kerry Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
Thank you.
DiGilio frequently mentions Liam Neeson needing to throat punch somebody.
Well, that's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
In response to things DiGilio or the staff like radio appropriate clips to Christian Bale on the set of Terminator Salvation rant against the director of photography are played.
Yep.
Frequently asserts that every segment on a show will make your pants fall off. Citation needed.
Yeah. That was a period of time I don't like to talk about very much, Dan. You know that.
Yeah. The reverb, as we said, telling stories of how he worked at McDonald's and how the manager would go nuts when they would get slammed when corporate comes to the drive-through.
Oh, yeah. They would blitz us. Mm. They called that blitzing. Mm. Did you know that?
No.
Blitzing is when someone who worked for the company would show up unannounced and then order food or go through the drive-thru or something, and then you get graded. Mm. And you know, because you don't know they're coming.
Right.
Because if you know the boss is coming, the place is going to be cleaner. Yeah. Everything's going to be better. But when you get blitzed, which is what they called it, and, you know, it was really funny because there'd be a network of neighborhood McDonald's where, like, let's say the one at Montrose and Narragansett or something got blitzed. They would call us at Irving and Major Irving and Major and go, hey, man, we just got blitzed. So they're in the area. That's a real thing. So we're like, all right, the guys over at Montrose just got blitzed, you know.
Larry would turn off his Bob Seger and you guys would get
exactly,
work.
Exactly right.
DiGilio played the 2009 McDonald's Filet-O-Fish commercial lots of times.
I did.
Purposely calls Jewel Oscar the Jewels.
I do.
He and his father both worked there. And purposely mispronouncing names of celebrities such as M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf, Michelle Pfeiffer's.
Oh, I stole that from Key and Peele.
And Hayden Pantapoopy.
That hasn't been updated in a while, right, Dan?
Obviously.
My Wikipedia page. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody went in there and said that I had 12 kids. Like at one point on the Wikipedia said I was born in 1912 and I've got 15 kids or something like that. I don't even know. So this way you got to trust Wikipedia. Only everybody can go in and change if they want. 812 area code says, I wear white socks with sandals on my 6-hour drive to work on Monday mornings. Of course, no one is in my work truck with me. It's just an effort to be comfortable while driving. Well, sure.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, that makes sense. Carl says, in high school, my sweaters and shoes were both black suede. Wow, that must have been comfortable. And 262 area code, duster coats. Oh, I had one. I had a black duster coat. I looked like
what is
Neo.
A duster coat. Oh, a bad type of coat?
Yeah. Yeah, a duster coat is like a wet, you know, like they're called duster coats because you see them a lot in Westerns.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about, that type of cut, that long. I think they're cool. I think those coats are cool, man. I think like Clint Eastwood and Pale Rider, he looks like a badass in that movie. Outlaw Josie Wales, duster coats. Duster coats are cool. Maybe they're not appropriate now in the 21st century. But you know, in the 1800s, they were pretty damn cool.
Back in my ranching days,
or my Matrix days when I was in the Matrix, because that's
with your outfits.
With my outfit, yeah, that's right, because that's what that movie's about. Keanu Reeves hanging out wearing outfits. That's Esmeralda's description of the Matrix. That's that movie where Keanu Reeves hangs out there. Keanu Reeves hangs out there and wears outfits. That's how she described. The Matrix was one of a celebrity name game quiz, and she said that was her quote. Right? It's yep. Keanu Reeves hangs out there and wears outfits. I'm supposed to get the Matrix from that description. By the way, Esmeralda will be back on Wednesday morning. She's off for the next couple of mornings.
Did you see who she met at the wedding?
No.
One John Tesh and Cela Ward.
Come on now.
I kid you not.
That's pretty cool.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Well, we're going to get some stories when she gets back.
All right.
Dan, we have some live music tomorrow morning, correct?
Jesse W. Johnson.
W. Johnson is going to join us from live music right here on WGN. Right now, we're going to break because the news is coming up next, followed by the opening bell with Steve Grzanich.